Okay, today's daf is Vachin Daf Chaf. We left off yesterday on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're holding at the two dots, so we're at a good starting point. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in to the wide lines, I think, is where we left off on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a brisa as follows. Kiddush Yadav Raglav B'Yom, Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish B'Laila. If a Kohen, before doing the Avodah, is Mekaddish Yadayim V'Raglayim during the day, he doesn't have to go ahead and be Mekaddish Yadayim V'Raglayim again at night. If as long as he didn't have a Hesach Hadas, as long as he didn't leave the complex of the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't have a Hesach Hadas, so he doesn't need another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in order to do any sort of Avodah at night. But Laila Tzarech L'Kaddish B'Yom. But if a person, if a Kohen did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night, that is not going to be good enough to be Machshir his Avodah during the day. He's going to need another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim during the day. Why? So the Gemara explains, Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion, Shaya Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe held, Lina Mo'eles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There is a Psul Lina on Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, meaning we're used to thinking of a Psul Lina in terms of on a Chefza, that a certain object becomes Pasul. Over here we're saying there's a Psul Lina on the Hechsher of the Kohen for the Avodah, that the Kohen is allowed to do the Avodah when he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That Hechsher goes away with Lina when he remains overnight after having done the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. When the Kohen just remains overnight after having done the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Lina already is going to ruin his previous Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's how Rashi explains, Sorech L'Kaddish B'Yom K'Demesayim Milsa Shahalina Poselis B'Kiddush V'Amud HaShachar Hu Osalina. What does Lina mean? Lina means something staying overnight. But Rashi points out, it's not the beginning of night that creates Lina, it's the end of the night. It's the Amud HaShachar that creates Lina, and Lina is going to ruin his Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That is Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein Lina Moelis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon disagrees. He says Lina does not do anything to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That if he did his Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he washed his hands and his feet, and we described yesterday exactly how he would do that. The Machlokas about how he would do that. So he stayed overnight after having done that. He doesn't need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim the next morning. The Lina is not going to ruin the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa that seems to say the same machlokas, but in slightly different words. And the Gemara is going to try to differentiate between the two machlokasim. Haya omeru makriv agabe mizbech kol halayla. Let's say the Kohen is busy all night. He's being makriv on the mizbech. He doesn't stop. La'ora, the next morning, he wants to do Avodah. Ton Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds he needs a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's the Shita of Rebbe, that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at night is not going to suffice for the next day, because Lina does pasul. Lina ruins the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon disagrees. He says, no. Kivan Shekiddush Yadav V'Raglav Mitzvus Avodah, since he did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he started doing the Avodah, the night before, Afilu Mikan V'Adasar Yamin Atzorach L'Kaddish. He can go 10 days without a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, as long as he keeps on doing the Avodah. He doesn't have a Hesach Hadas, he doesn't leave, he keeps on doing the Avodah. So good, let him go for 10 days, no problem. He doesn't, there's no, Lina is not going to passel the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So it seems to be the same Machlokas twice, right? The Machlokas is very simple. Rebbe holds Lina ruins a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and therefore the next morning you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds Lina does not ruin Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So the Gemara is going to deal with why the Machlokas has to be mentioned in two different contexts, both in the regular, straight, theoretical context of does Lina ruin or does it not ruin, as well as in the specific context of someone who's doing the Avodah all night long. Now, it happens to be the phrase "afilu mikan ad asar yamim." The Achronim point out, the Cheshek Shlomo on the back of the Gemara points out, is really lav dafka, because if the guy goes to sleep or he urinates or he has any sort of hesach hadas, he's going to need to do another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's how the Rambam paskens in Bias Mikdash Parakei Halacha Gimel. So it's obviously not possible to go 10 days without sleeping. Without the Gemara in Sukkah talks about how it was impossible. It's impossible to go 3 days without without sleep, and with the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, how they would lean on each other's shoulders. They would each they were dancing, and the people would just rest their head on the shoulders of the guy in front of him in order to catch a quick sleep, because there's no way you can go 3 days without sleeping. That's what the Gemara says, I think, in Nedarim, that if a person takes a neder not to sleep for 3 days, so it's automatically an invalid neder. It's impossible for a person not to sleep for 3 days. Certainly for 10 days, it's impossible for a person not to sleep. So it's impossible not to go to the bathroom for 10 days. All these things are impossible. So it doesn't really mean that he can go 10 days without a new kiddush adayim raglayim. It means that there's no zman, there's no set amount of time that is going to require a new kiddush adayim raglayim. You need a hesach hadas. Hesach hadas will involve leaving the Beis HaMikdash, it will involve urinating, it will involve sleeping, any of those other, there's no time limit, there's no time period. So theoretically, if he was superhuman and he was able to go without sleep and without going to the bathroom, so yeah, it could have been 10 days. That's all it means to say. But again, back in the Gemara, we're trying to figure out what the difference is between these two brises. So Tzricha, says Gemara, you need both brises. Diashmin kamaisa, and I only had the first brisa, beikama Rabbi de Pasuk leme avod la'avoda. I would say that's where Rabbi would say that you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning, because you're going from one avoda to another avoda, right? Meaning you were doing avoda the night before, now you want to do a new avoda this morning. But in the second brisa, how does the brisa set up the case that he's al gabe amzeh, he's omeru makrav al gabe amzeh kol alayla? He doesn't stop. So if he's not stopping, he's continuing throughout. So maybe even Rebbe will be modded that he's not going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He hasn't been doing anything but the avoda all night. So why should he need it? Maybe Lina only requires a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim when it's coupled with some downtime. But if it wasn't coupled with any downtime, he was just continuing to do the avoda all night. Maybe Rebbe would be modded, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, V'yashmin Baha, and had I only had the second brisa, I would say, yeah, Baha Kam, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. When does Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon say, you don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's only if you've been consistently doing the avoda straight through the night. Aval Baha, Ema Modeh LeRebbe. But maybe if you took a break, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon would be modeh to Rebbe that you will need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning. Tzricha, that's why I need both brisas. Good, so that's why the Gemara had to present both of those brises. So now that we know that the shita of Rebbe, and we know the shita of Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, so now the Gemara is going to try to explain where each one derives his shita from. So my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Why does Rebbe hold that Lina, just staying overnight, is a new mechayiv in Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, is going to ruin yesterday's or last night's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, Begishtam, Pasuk says that when they approach the Mizbeach, you need a Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. So since it says Gisha, so Rashi explains, V'gisha d'shachris, Gisha achritihi, Shoyesh kan maracha chadasha, that the approach to the Mizbeach in the morning is a brand new approach to the Mizbeach, because it's new Atzei Maracha that are on the Mizbeach, so everything starts anew, it's a new cycle, it's no longer a continuation of yesterday's Avoda. So each Gisha requires a new Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Gisha is defined by a new day's avoda. That's why Rebbe holds you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning. Good. My time with Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Why does Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon think you do not need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning? Dechsiv bivoam, because he emphasizes a different word in the pasuk. Pasuk says bivoam, when you come. And the guy was there all night. He didn't leave. He never left the azara. So if he's been standing and being oved all night, so there is no new coming into the azara. There's no new coming into the mizbeach. Coming to the mizbeach, he's been there all night. So that's why he does not need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The mechayev of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is not gisha. It's not a new day's avoda. It's bivoam. It's a new coming in to the azara. So what's Rebbe going to do with the word bivoam? What's Rebbe going to do with Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's source, which is the word bivoam, which implies that the gisha is not the mechayiv of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it's the boam that's mechayiv of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So iksiv begishtam, lo ksiv bivoam. So Rebbe would tell you, now, had we only had the word begishtam and not the word bivoam, Hava mina al kol gisha v'gisha. So one would think that every single time you approach the to do a new another avoda, even within the same day, if you keep on approaching the mizbeach to do another avoda, I would think you need to do a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim within the same day multiple times. Kasav Rachmana bivoam. That's why it says bivoam. Bivoam sort of lessens the impact of begishtam. Meaning begishtam tells me that each new approach, and the approach bivoam tells me that the way we define approach is by each new day, but not each new avoda within a given day. That's how Rebbe understands the usage of both of those words. V'idach nami yaksiv begishtam. What's Rebbe Shimon going to do with the word begishtam? Doesn't begishtam imply that the new days of Voda is mechayev a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even if you were there the whole time? So iksiv bivom v'loksiv begishtam. So he will tell you that had the pasuk said bivom and not said begishtam, hava mina afilu abia rekanis, I would think you need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim even for a bia rekanis. Meaning, what's a bia rekanis? Bia rekanis is a concept we have a lot throughout Kachim. It means that you come into the Azara, but not to do any avoda. You just show up, but you don't have any plans on doing avoda. So I might think that I might have thought, had it only said bivoam and didn't say begishtam, begishtam implies you're going to do avoda. Bivoam just means you come in. So I might have thought that if you come in without any plans to do the avoda, you also need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim then. So that's why I need the word begishtam to tell me no dafka if you're coming to do the avoda. Frek the Gemara, abia rekanis haksiv l'shareis. Pasuk doesn't say you show up. Pasuk says you come to the mizbeach l'shareis lahakdir. You come to l'shareis. L'shareis means to serve. So how can you say, how could you have a havamina that you would need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim even just for showing up on a bia rekanis when you're not coming to serve? Ela begishtam ibay leilich d'ravacha bar Yaakov. So rather, we have to change it. We have to say that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon derives his din that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is not necessary as long as you were there all night. You don't need a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the morning from the word bivoam, like we said. What's the word begishtam coming to teach me? It's not coming to teach me about a bia rekanis. There's a different drasha that's made from the word begishtam. So, Ravach bar Yaakov, Dom Ravach bar Yaakov, Ravach bar Yaakov says hakol mod bekidush sheni shu lavush kisha hu lavush mekadesh. Everyone is moda that the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is done while the person, while the kohen is wearing his begadim. What's this talking about? Who's everyone? What machlokas is this referring to? So Rashi fills us in that this is a machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan that discuss. We know that when a kohen goes to the mikvah, when the kohen gadol will do tevila on Yom Kippurim. So if you learn the Mishnayos in Yuma, it describes it, and the Seder Avodah describes what did he do? He would do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before he went to the mikvah, and a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after he went to the mikvah. Now, obviously, when he went to the mikvah, he wasn't wearing his begadim. That was with each change of clothing. You would have that whole process, right? So, when would he do the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? After removing his previous clothing, or while he still had his previous clothing on? He did a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, then removed the clothing, then went to the mikvah. Which way did it work? So that's a machlokas tanaim. That's a machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan. Rashi points out, Rameir and Rabbanan, the pligi b'kiddush shelifnei kol tvila shel tfilas kohen gadol. Rabbanan amri kiddush yadav v'raglav upashat. The Rabbanan say he would wash his hands and feet and then remove his clothing and then go to the mikvah. Rameir omer pashat kiddush yadav v'raglav. Rameir would say no, he'd first remove his clothing, then wash his hands and feet. So that's about the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the one that comes before the tefillah. What about the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after the tefillah, after he's already gone to the mikvah? So that's what the Rav Acha bar Yaakov is commenting on. That akol modim, everyone agrees that the kiddush sheni is done after he puts on the new clothing. That's when you do the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Damar kra, and where do I know that from? Because the pasuk says, "O begishtam, misha enu mechusar elagisha bilvad." That when do you do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? When the kohen gadol is all ready to go to do the avoda, all he's missing is gisha, is just approaching the mizbeach and starting to do the avoda, as opposed to yatzazeh shemechusar levisha v'gisha, as opposed to a kohen who just came out of the mikvah and hasn't gotten dressed yet, so he's not only mechusar gisha, in order to do the avodah, he's got another important step to do, namely getting dressed. So we see from the fact that the pasuk uses obgishtam teaches me that the kohen gadol at the time that he does the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim has to be all ready to go. It means he's got to be already wearing the clothing. So that's why that's what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is going to do with that word in the pasuk, and therefore he doesn't have any problems with Rebbe's source with the word begishtam. Fine, says the Gemara. Once we're on the topic of discussing each word in the pasuk that discusses kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, what do I do with the words in the pasuk laktirisha? Pasuk says that the guy, when he goes to the Olmoeh to do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Obegishtam El Mizbeach L'Sharis L'Haktiri Shel Hashem, of all the things to describe what he's going to do, why Dafka pick to be Maktir and Eish L'Hashem, L'Haktiri Shel Hashem? So L'Haktiri Shel Lameli, why does it have to say that by the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Obviously, that if it's done by the Mizbeach, it's something that requires Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Why single out Dafka that Avoda? So says Gemara, Ma'u Detema, Hani Mili Avodu Dema'akva Kapara. So I might have thought that when do you need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Only for the kind of avoda that's going to be ma'akev the kapara, that if you were to skip that avoda, the kapara would not occur. Avla avoda de lo ma'akva kapara lo, but I would think for an avoda that's not so critical to kapara, an avoda that is not going to be ma'akev the kapara, one does not require kiddush yadayim raglayim. So the pasuk dafka gives an example of an avoda that's not ma'akev the kapara. The pasuk goes out of its way to give an example of the avoda of haktara, which of the haktara semurin, which is not ma'akev Akev anything, and therefore it's teaching me that you need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim even for such avodos, right? Kamashmal, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Says Rashi, Mal d'tei mahani mili d'be'inun kiddush shachris ba'avodu d'ma'keves kapara. When do you need a new kiddush for in the morning? By an avodah, it's going to be ma'akev the kapara, kigon dam u k'mitza. Avol kol haktara semurin d'lo ma'akva, em lo t'bay kiddush. But I would think that any haktara semurin, which is not going to, by definition, is not ma'akev, would not require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Good, that is the havamina. Shidim Gvetzas in Os Aleph over here asks a very simple question, though, on this havamina. Again, the havamina was that, yes, you need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but not for things that are not ma'akev the kapara. So I asks the Shittim Gbetzas, the makar of the din, that an avodah of a kohen whose hands and feet are not washed, is puzzle. Right? How do we get into this whole discussion of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Because the Mishnah told us, way back when, the Mishnah told us a whole bunch of different kohanim whose kabbalas hadam is puzzle. Right, that their avodah is going to be puzzle. And one of the people who we mentioned whose avodah is puzzle is someone who didn't have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So where do we know, and the Gemara tried to figure out, how do we know that a Kohen who didn't have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, that his avodah is going to be pasul? So it was in yesterday's daf. We learned it from the Gzer Shava, chuka from mechusar begadim. Right? We derived it from a Kohen who's mechusar begadim. Now, a mechusar begadim is mechalal all of his, is mechalal every avodah, not only those avodahs that are ma'akev kapara. Mechusar begadim is ruins every. If a kohen comes tries to do the avoda not wearing the big day kuhuna, no avoda whatsoever is kosher without the big day kuhuna. Even avodos that are not ma'akev the kapara are not kosher with big day kuhuna. So why would you say? So why would we be mechalek? Where's the havamina to be mechalek between a kohen? Between a kohen shelo rachutz yadayim raglayim for an avoda that's ma'akev the kapara and avoda that's not ma'akev the kapara. The source of the problem of a kohen that's not rachutz yadayim raglayim is from a kohen who's not wearing the big day kuhuna. And by big day kuhuna, we don't make any such chilek between avodas that are ma'akev and avodas that are not ma'akev. So where would we ever come up with such a chilek when it comes to kiddush yadayim raglayim? That's the fundamental question of the Shita Mekvetzes. Shita Mekvetzes seems to answer over here on the side of the page that the gezer shava of chuka that we learn from mechusar begadim only comes to teach us that when there's a chiv of kiddush yadayim raglayim and you didn't do the kiddush yadayim raglayim, that your avodah's pasul. But it does not come to teach us when you need kiddush yadayim raglayim. What that gezeirah shava teaches me is that in situations where you need kiddush yadayim raglayim, which we're not discussing what they are from this gezeirah shava, but in those situations, if you didn't do it, the avodah is going to be pasul. But still, in terms of defining which situations require kiddush yadayim raglayim, that one might have had the liberty to say only applies to avodos that are ma'akev kapara, but not to avodos that are not ma'akev kapara. So that's why the pasuk goes out of its way to tell me that even avodos that are not ma'akev the kapara require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Two lines from the top and chaf amud aleph. Kiyas Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following conversation, that by Ilfa, that Ilfa raised the question. You recall who Ilfa was from the story in Sanhedrin, in Tainus rather. We mentioned recently in the Drasha, in the Shabbos Drasha, that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were chavrusas. They were classmates. They came up through the system together, and then they both realized that they were very poor and they needed to make money, so they were both going to go out to do business, and then Rabbi Yochanan heard a voice. Ilfa didn't hear the voice. Rabbi Yochanan heard the malachim talking to each other, saying that they should kill these two people for leaving the yeshiva and going to do work. And Ilfa didn't hear the voice, so Ilfa went and went into business, and Rabbi Yochanan stayed in yeshiva. So Rabbi Yochanan became Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa became a successful businessman who was also gevaldik talmid chacham. Right. So the Gemara in Tainus tells us how Ilfa was so confident in his Torah learning that he climbed up to the top of a sailboat, said, anyone who can bring me a brisa that I don't show you which Mishnah comes from, if I fail to show you which Mishnah comes from, I would jump to my death. I would plunge to my death. He was so confident in his abilities in Torah. So here Rabbi Yochanan quotes Ilfa. He says, Ilfa asked a very important question. Ilfa's question was as follows. L'divrei ha'omer ein lina mo'elas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Make here mahu sheyifsalu. If you hold that lina does not ruin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, meaning, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that if you did a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim last night, you don't need to do a new one in the morning. The lina is not going to ruin your Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Maybe that's true about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, about the act of washing, which you already did, and your hands and feet are all good. The Kohen is good to go. He's kosher to go for the next day. But what about the water in the kiyar? Now, we're going to learn soon, they set up a system so that the water in the kiyar didn't remain in the kiyar overnight. They would have a pulley system where the whole kiyar would go down into a bar and it would become part of the bar, and then they'd lift it up again the next morning. But the Gemara says, what about water that was left in the kiyar overnight? Would that become pasul belina also? Can you use that water to wash Kohanim's hands if they didn't do the pulley system, if they forgot? They forgot to lower it down and there was water left there overnight. So can you use that same water to wash Kohanim's hands the next morning? Ma'ushe yifslu. Mi'ar minan hani l'mai l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim gufayu lo pasul b'hulina. Should you say on the one hand, well, what's this water going to be used for? The water is going to be used for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim itself is not going to be a problem of lina, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Right? It's not going to be an issue. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim itself wouldn't be ruined by lina, and therefore the water that you intend to use for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for sure shouldn't be ruined by lina. Oh, Dilma, even the Kiddush L'Bekli Sharis Mifsali, or maybe you should say no, that once this became Kaddush in the Kli Sharis and it remains in the Kli Sharis overnight, that's going to make it possible. The Gemara doesn't express the second side very clearly. Rashi adds in a very important detail. Rashi adds in, on the first skinny line, B'Kli Sharis Ifsalu, D'lo Domi L'Kiddush Yadayim Shamayim Nigvu, Ve'ein Lina Al Milachul. Difference is, if I wash my hands the night before and I want to use that washing to allow me to do the avodah the next day, what would the lina passel? There's nothing left. There's no water left in my hands. My hands are already dry. So the lina can't passel the water on my hands. That's why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would hold that the next day you can still do the avodah and lina didn't passel anything. Lina normally passels a cheftza, not a gavra. Right? So there's no cheftza for the lina to passel. There's no water on my hands anymore. It's already dried. But the water in the kiyar, that's still there. That's a pool of water sitting there in the kiyar. So that is room to say that the lina would passel. So that's his shaila. That was the shaila of Ilfa. So Kiyasa Ravin Amar Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Ami, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashit Ilfa b'machlokas kazu k'machlokas bezu kach machlokas bezu. That Ilfa later answered his own question and he said the same machlokas that we have by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, whether there's a psulina, the same machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon applies to the Mekiyar as well. That Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is going to go lishi Tasso and hold that the Mekiyar does not get ruined with lina. Rebbe will go Lishitaso and hold that the Mekiyar does get ruined with lina. Fine, the same machlokas will apply in both situations. Omar lefan of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rabbi Ata Omar Kains. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna says, Rabbi, you say this, you say that that he already answered this question, and he thinks the same machlokas that applies to the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim applies to the Mekiyor. Elahachi Omar Basiyam Rabbi Yochanan, but you should know the following was said by Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei Di Ilfa. Kiyor Shalosh Shaku Mi Be'erev, if they forgot to lower the Kiyor the night before, and therefore the Kiyor remained up with water in it throughout the night, Mekadish Mimena Lavodas Laila, Ulamacharenu Mekadish. You can use that water for the Avodas Laila, for the burning of the Emurim at night, but you cannot, you do not use it the next day for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Va'avinunba, and we asked about that, what does that mean you don't use it for the next day? Lamacharenu Mekadish Dolot Sarich Likidush? What does he mean to say? That if you already washed the night before, there's no sense in doing a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim the night before, the next morning? Because after all, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that you did the night before, works for the next morning? Or does he mean to say that if you washed the night before, that if the water stayed up all night in the Kiyar, you wouldn't be allowed to use it for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in the morning? Meaning this Shaila of Ilfa, does the Mekiyor get ruined at by staying overnight, or does it not get ruined by staying overnight? But over here, here's the difference. Velo Pashatlan. Ilfa never answered this question as the tradition that we have. Umar kapashale mifshat, but you mean to tell me that that Ilfa answered the question and that Ilfa said, yeah, it's the same machlokas that we have by the psulina on the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, we're going to have by the psulina on the Mekiyor. How could you say that we were poshet this question? We have a tradition that the question was never nifshat, that this question was never answered. Again, the question is only within the shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Apparently, according to the shita of Rebbe, that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is needed in the next morning, you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's also pashut that you can't use the Mekiyor from the night before, that stayed up all night in the Kiyor, you can't use that the next morning. Within Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, though, who holds that if you did a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim the night before, you do not need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in the morning, that's where there's room to argue whether the Mekiyor that remained the night before needs to be changed or can be used the next morning. So he says, we have a tradition that it was never answered, that we don't know what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would hold. So Tashma, let's bring a raya. Ben Katin asa shnei masa dad b'kiyar. Ben Katin was someone who contributed greatly to the construction of the Kiyar, and one of his great contributions was that he made 12 spouts to the Kiyar to get water out of it, in order that 12 Kohanim, who are Osek in the Tamid, could all be Mekadesh at one time. If you have 12 Kohanim, who are all needed for that Avodah, this way they don't have to wait in line. There's no washing lines. Everyone has the ability to be Mekadesh Adayim Raglayim from the Kiyar at the same time. And you know what else he did? He also made a pulley on the Kiyar that it should be able to be lowered down into the ground overnight so that the water from the Kiyar from the night before should not become pasul belina. So my love, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, isn't this assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? And what do you see? That even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no psulina on Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, would hold that there is a psulina on the Mekiyar. Otherwise, what's the point of making the pulley system? The whole point of making the system where the Kiyar gets dipped down into the ground again, into a bar, an underground bar again, is because you're assuming that there's going to be a psulina on the Mekiyar. So aren't we assuming like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and we see that there is a psulina? So says Marlo, Rabbi, no, we're assuming like Rabbi. We're not assuming like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Iva midrash Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, sefer nami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But the resha of that same brisa is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So it's got to be that the sefer is assuming like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Why? What do we see in the resha? The katani resha, because the resha says, and this is a totally different topic. We're just trying to show the authorship of the brisa. But the resha talks about the avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, specifically when he would bring his own par chatas. So balo etzel paru, he would come to his par. Uparo ya'omid beno ulam lamizbeach. If you look, there's a little diagram in Rashi over there. The par would stand between the ulam and the mizbeach. Rosho l'darum upanav l'marav. The par was facing with its head toward the south. If you look at the diagram, you could picture it. Head toward the south, tail toward the north, right? And panav l'marav, but it turned its face toward the west. So it's turning its face away from the mizbeach, meaning toward where the ulam is. toward the long stretch of the ulam, but it was standing parallel to the ulam. Va'kohen omid b'mizrach u'panav l'marav. The kohen stood on the eastern side of the cow, right, meaning closer to the sharni kanar side of the cow, and he was also facing toward the ulam. He was facing toward the west. So now the halacha is that the par of the kohen gadol has to be done in the north of the mizbeach. Question is, there are three possibilities of what north of the Mizbeach means. If you look at the diagram, north of the Mizbeach could mean go to the Mizbeach and just go due north. That whole area between the Mizbeach and the wall is where you can go, but no, you can't veer even slightly to the west or the east. It's got to be straight, only directly north of the Mizbeach. That's one possibility. North of the Mizbeach might mean that area is good, but you can also go a little bit more toward the west in the more holy area, right? Closer to the ulam, closer to where it says Beis Chalifos. You can also go, you can also have the kohen working there. Or it might be even more inclusive to the less holy area on the Sharni Kanar side also, that as long as you're north of the Mizbeach, even if you're north east of the Mizbeach, that's good too. So those are three possibilities. So what's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's opinion? So man shamad le'damar ben ulam le'mizbeach tzafon. Who's the one that holds that the northwest of the Mizbeach is also called north? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya ezu tzafon mikir mizbeach tzfoni v'ad kosel azar tzfoni yukoneg kol mizbeach kulo tzafon div Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. North of the Mizbeach is only due north. It's only directly north of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mosif, Af Bein Ulam Lemizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon adds, even northwest of the Mizbeach is called north. Rabbi Mosif, Af Makom Drisos Ragle Kohanim. Rabbi is Mosif, not only northwest, but even northeast of the Mizbeach. Makom Drisos Ragle Yisrael. Even the place where the Kohanim, and even where Yisraelim are allowed to walk, which is northeast of the Mizbeach. Aval mina chalifos v'lefnim akol modim shapasal. The only place where everyone is modim is no good, if you go way northwest of the Mizbeach, beyond where you see it says the base chalifos in that little diagram in Rashi, that everyone is going to agree is pasal. So bottom line is, what do you see? That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds northwest of the Mizbeach is kosher. Now, the Braisa that we're quoting says that northwest of the Mizbeach is okay. That's where the Kohen is going to bring his par. So isn't that a raya if he's northwest of the Mizbeach, that Braisa is authored by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? So it says in Rabbi Tizra, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he v'lo Rabbi. What do you mean? There are two shittos that hold northwest of the Mizbeach is okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, yeah, you're right, he holds northwest of the Mizbeach is okay. Rebbe holds even northeast of the Mizbeach is okay. Kal v'chomer, northwest of the Mizbeach is okay. So maybe the price is offered by Rebbe. Hashna Rebbe, Adar Rossi, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. Adar Rossi, Rabbi Shimon, lo Mosif. Why, you think Rebbe is only adding to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? He's only saying due north plus northeast, and he's not, he doesn't agree that northwest is also okay? Of course he agrees that northwest is also okay. So Anan Hachi Kamrin, and this is what we mean to say. If in fact the Braisa were going like Rebbe, Lukma b'makom drisas ragli kohanim b'makom drisas ragli Yisrael, why is the kohen standing there with the par on the northwest? If we're holding like Rebbe, shouldn't he be in the northeast? Meaning, tell me the bigger chiddush. Tell me that the kohen is standing there with the par in the place where only Rebbe holds it's okay, in the northeastern side of the Mizbeach. Elamai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. From the fact that it sets it up and tells me the biggest chiddush is that the kohen standing on the northwest of the Mizbeach tells me that we're assuming like the shita that holds that that's the biggest chiddush you could say. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds the biggest chiddush you could say is that he's allowed to stand on the northwest of the Mizbeach. Says Gemara, but does that make any more sense? Look, when Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni, at Kosel Azar Tzfoni. Why not just say that he's standing due north of the Mizbeach and make it work according to everything? Meaning, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to stand in the northwest of the Mizbeach. Why not just have him stand due north of the Mizbeach where everyone would agree it's okay? So why is it that he would dafka put it, we would dafka set up the case northwest of the Mizbeach? It must be because of the Kohen Gadol's weakness from doing the Avodah all day. So therefore, we want to make it as little a walk as possible, since he's going to have to bring the Dan into the Heichal, so we want to set him up as close to the Heichal as possible. So the Braisa could even be going like Rebbe, right, who holds that northeast is okay, but we set it up as being north northwest, because closer to Kohen Gadol, because that's what's easiest for the Kohen Gadol. So we have no raya whatsoever that the Brisa is dafka going like Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, and therefore, what was all this discussion for? We wanted to prove, according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, does the water in the Kiyar need a pulley system to sink it overnight in order for it to make it usable for the next morning? We don't know. We don't know at the end of the day what Rav Elazar Reb Shimon holds about that issue. Now, this idea of removing the Kiyar is an interesting discussion. The Briska Rav raises the issue, how were they allowed to remove the Kiyar at night from the spot in the Beis HaMikdash? The mitzvah HaKiyar is part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Shitas HaRambam is that the construction of all the Kalim is part of the general mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So when they would take the Kiyar, they were destroying the Beis HaMikdash. They were ruining the Tziur of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash requires the Kalim in certain spots. By removing the Kiyar every night, isn't that ruining the Beis HaMikdash? How are they allowed to be mevatel the Tzuras Beis HaMikdash at night? Every night, in order to avoid a psalina. Again, this kash is only lefi the Shitas HaRambam, who holds that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sechaf, that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash includes the mitzvah of building all the Kalim. According to the Ramban, in Asagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes that no, the mitzvah of building the Kalim is not a chelik of the mitzvah of building the Bayis, and therefore moving the Kalim would probably not be considered ruining the Beis HaMikdash. So the Achronim have a couple of different approaches, and Biur Yadav, he quotes, Achronim have a couple of different approaches to answer this. One is that maybe the kalim that whose removal would ruin the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash are only kalim that are used for avoda, not kalim that are used for hechsher avoda. The kiyar is different than all other kalim. The kiyar is not used to do the avoda per se. The kiyar is only used to do hechsher avoda. And even the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash includes the kalim, it's only by other kalim, it's not by the kiyar. And it's meduyuk in the Rambam, because the Rambam counts, lists off in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the kalim that you have to build in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and he omits from his list the kiyar. Apparently, the Rambam holds building the kiyar is not critical, is not part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. It's only the kalim that you're going to use for avoda. And in fact, it's even in Chumash, the Sforno in Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Ches wonders why it is that the mitzvah of making the kiyar is not written with the other kalim in Parshas Truma. It's written on its own in Parshas Kisisa. So the Sforno explains, because the kiyar has nothing to do with Hashras Hashchina like the other kalim. It's just a hechsher avoda. The other kalim are required to set them up in order to have Hashras Hashchina. So that's why it's not a problem. That's one approach of the Achronim. The other approach of the Achronim is that maybe when it's underground, since the Beis HaMikdash is not only Kadosh on the surface, it's Kadosh all the way deep underground, it's still considered in its spot. It's just way underground, similar to what we say about the Aron during the Bayis Sheni. The Aron wasn't there in the Bayis Sheni, but according to one opinion in the Gemara, it was buried in tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash in order, because otherwise there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. That being underground, the Aron's still considered to be there. So maybe Huadin with the Kiyar, that it stayed in place, it just went down. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yodav Ragel V'Trumus V'Dashen, L'machar Eino Tzarech L'Kaddish, Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. If a person did his Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim in order to do the Trumus V'Dashen, now the Trumus V'Dashen was removing the ashes from the Mizbeach, first thing that was done every day. Now it was done right away when the day started, so the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim that you did was done already the night before. So do you need to do another Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim to do the Avoda the next day? So Laman, so we want to know, according to Ila Rabbi Hamar Pasalina, according to Rabbi, yes, of course you need a new Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, because Lina happened, and therefore it's puzzle. According to Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, what's the shaila? Of course it's okay. There's no time limit that's going to ruin your Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. So I'm Rabbi Olam L'Rebbe, V'lina D'Rabbanani, that really we're assuming like Rebbe, and Lina is only a psul midrabanan. Umodi dimikrosa gevri atzafa lo pasalina. And maybe Rebbe will be moda from that short time period when you did the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim after the rooster crowed already. So it's already, you know, almost morning. So from that short time period between then and Namur HaShachar, that we're not going to say Lina's going to pasal. Rava Amr Liol and Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon hi. Rava says, no, we're really going within the sheet of Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Vera Rabbi Yochanan Devarav. Rabbi Yochanan Dvarav Bitchilas Avoda V'lo B'Sof Avoda, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that Rabbi Lazar is correct when you're Mekadish Yadav at the beginning of the day, that Lina's not going to ruin it, but when you're Mekadish Yadav at the last Avoda yesterday, maybe he would think like Rebbe that Lina will ruin it. Mesve. Ra'u achav hakohanim sheyarad vehein ratu ba'u miyaru v'kitru yadayim ragleihem min hakiyar. When he sees that his colleagues, the kohanim, finished and they went down from the mizbeach, and they come and they run and they do kiddush yadayim ragleihem from the kiyar. So bishlam la'abaye demukam la'karebi. So according to Abaye, that raised this whole shaila only within the sheet of Rebbe, umodi Rebbe demukros hagevrat safra lo pasalina, and even Rebbe would agree that you don't need a new kiddush yadayim ragleihem if you already did one after the rooster crowed that morning, Hamani Rebihi. So then we could understand that who's the one that says that you need a kiddush over here, and the kiddush is going to work after Kros HaGever. That's the sheet of Rebbe. El Rava Dumukum Lakrablaz of Rebbe Shimon, Aval Rebbe Mikros HaGever at Safra Pasalina. But according to Rava, who said that the whole Shiloh about whether the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the Trumas Adeshen works for the rest of the day is within Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But Rebbe would say that any Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that you did, even after the rooster crowed, is not going to be good enough for the rest of the day. Hamani, I Rebbe Pasla Lina. If you hold like Rebbe, Lina already pasled it. And if you hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, then even for 10 days you don't need to be you don't need a new kiddush adayim raglayim. We're not talking about the same kohanim coming and continuing the avoda. We're talking about new kohanim. So we're similar to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And why is there a new kiddush adayim raglayim that's being done? Because these guys didn't do a kiddush adayim raglayim last night. In a chinami, had they done a kiddush adayim raglayim the night before, they wouldn't need anything. But this is a new crew. It's a new group of kohanim. And that's why there's a need for a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Period. Fine. New Shaila. Ibayilahu. Yitzia ma'u shetol b'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. I mean, we've been discussing until now, if you do a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and then you have Lina, and then you stay overnight, does the Lina ruin your Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Now we have a new issue. You did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you didn't stay overnight. You did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim this morning, and then you go outside of the Beis HaMikdash and you come back. Do you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Is leaving alone a good, you go outside of the Azara, is leaving alone a good enough reason to cause Hesach Hadas that you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Imtim Salomar Lina Lo Paslo Dlo Parish. Aval Yitzia de Parish Asuche Mesach Daite. If you say that Lina does not ruin the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, meaning you assume like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, yeah, maybe that's because you didn't leave, you didn't go anywhere. But when you leave, by definition, if you left the Azara, that's a Hesach Hadas. Or do we say, no, since you could come back at any time, it's not a Hesachadas. The Gemara is going to bring four rayas. Raya number one. Tashma, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim v'nitmu matbilan vein tzarech l'kaddish. If you did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and then you became Tameh, so you dip your hands and you don't need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the kir, you just dip your hands in a mikvah. Yatsu arein b'kedushasan. If you left, then the your hands left the Beis HaMikdash, they remain kadosh. So don't you see from there directly that even though they left, it's okay, you don't need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, says Gemara, not a riot at all. Yatsu yad of lokom ibaylon. Our shaila was not if your hands left the Azara. Kikom ibaylon yasa kol gufomai. We want to know if your whole body left the Azara. Do you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? So second attempted riot. Tashma. Shalom rachat Adayim Raglayim, mekadish b'klisharis b'fenim. Someone who didn't have Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is mekadish b'klisharis inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz or b'klichol b'fenim. If he uses to be mekadish klisharis outside of the Azara or klichol inside of the Azara, or shetavu b'me'ma'ara, or he dips in the me'ma'ara, va'avad, and then he does the avoda, avodas upsul, it's going to ruin his avoda. So what do you see? Time of the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. If he does kiddush adayim raglayim in a klisharis outside of the Azara, it's going to be a problem. Hakiddush b'fnim v'yatza, but if he did the kiddush adayim raglayim in a klisharis inside, and then he walked out, the implication is that would be okay. It's not the walking out that ruins it. It's doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim outside that ruins it. So it sounds like walking out would be okay. So it says Gemara, no. Doma Kiddush B'Klisharis B'Chutz, Teichi Dami, Gonda Afik Yadav Lebaru V'Kidesh, Aval Yatza Kol Guf V'Tibaylach. No, maybe when we talk about he was Mekadish Adayim Raglayim B'Chutz, maybe what we mean is he stuck his hands and feet out, but he remained inside. So if that's the case, there's no Shaila. The Shaila was, what if he leaves? What if he leaves, his whole body leaves the Azara? So third third attempt at proof. Amalei Rav Zilda Rav Papa, Tashma, Yatzot Chutz L'Mechitas Chomes Hazara, Im L'Shos Talin Tevila. If he leaves the Chomes Hazara to stay there for a while, he requires Tevila. Im L'Fi Shah Talin Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. If he leaves just for a moment, he needs a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So don't you see a Raya? As soon as you leave, you need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Amalei, Hachum Ha'eskinon, Gon Shiyatzot L'Hasik Ragl V'Hatel Mayim. No, maybe over there he's going out to go to the bathroom. So that's why you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. That's a real Hasik Hadas. Frankly, Mar Habahedik Tanila, Kolamesach Raglav Tan Tvila Kolamatal Mayim, Tan Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But that we already know beferish that if you go to go to the bathroom, you need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So says Mar, yeah, we already do know it, Tani Vadim Mefarish, but we just say it again anyway. We say it and then we explain it a little more. Final Raya, Tashima, Para. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar Mekadish b'klicharis b'fnim v'yotze. And when someone is doing the avodah of the paraduma, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says he's Mekadish b'klicharis inside, and then he goes out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu b'chutz v'afilu b'klichol v'afilu b'mekidah shel cheres. And Rabbi Yochanan says the kiddush yadayim raglayim that you need for the para is not such a strong kiddush yadayim raglayim. You could even do it outside. You could even do it with klichol, even in just a thing of pottery. It doesn't even need to be a nice silver kli. But what do you see? Bottom line is everyone holds that you can go b'chutz and you don't need a new kiddush. So Rav Papa, shiny Pari says you can't bring a raya from para. Hold the kol maaseh b'chutz lo paslo b'yitzia. Everything you do about the para is b'chutz. So yitzia is not the whole avodah of the paradum is b'chutz. So of course yitzia is not going to ruin it. Ihacha lameli de mekadesh. So then why do I need kiddush adayim raglayim at all by the para if the whole thing is going to be b'chutz? It's not considered an avodah at all. Ke'en avodas p'nim. No, we still make the para like an avodas p'nim, but it's not really an avodas p'nim because the whole thing is done b'chutz and therefore it does not require a kiddush adayim raglayim. Okay, we'll stop there.